The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
We are blessed to have the largest audience in the Northern Plains on What's On Your Mind from the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck. Actually, we're on location in Bismarck today at the Ramcota Hotel for the Lignite Energy Council's annual meeting. Be here today and tomorrow. But 550 K-Fire bringing you the show today, 910 KCJB in Minot, AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley, covering western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota. And, of course, thanks to KLTC in Dickinson and the Flag West, KTGO in Tioga, Watford City, Williston, Stanley. We're booming to the Bakken, too. Five states, two Canadian provinces. This is What's On Your Mind. Every Wednesday, Congressman Kevin Cramer comes here to take your calls in something we call the Talk Radio Town Hall. Today, he's invited a very special guest to join us. I don't want to waste any time talking. I want to get right to you and your calls and your questions and your comments for our very special guest, as well as for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Kevin, nice to have you back.
Great to be with you, Scott. Great to be at the Lignite Energy Council.
Exactly right. A lot to cover here. We have a little bit of time together, you and I, at the final segment today, so we'll touch on coal at that point. Right now, introduce your special guest, and thanks for bringing him for us.
Well, it's a pleasure, and I'm blessed to have, as a good friend and a colleague, and we as a country are blessed to have Congressman Mike Rogers from Michigan, who's the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, a member of the Energy and Commerce Committee, a great guy, and I could go through a lot of credentials, but you wouldn't believe them because they're so impressive. But I will just tell you this about Congressman Rogers. Mike is one of those guys, when he gets up, whether it's in a Republican conference meeting, whether it's on, you know, CBS Face the Nation or something, one of the other morning shows, or if he's getting up on the House floor, people believe him, and they ought to believe him because he's one of the smartest, most intelligent, well-informed, and decent human beings in Congress. And so, Mike, welcome to the Talk Radio Town Hall, and thanks for taking time to be with us.
Kevin Growl, that's great. Would you go everywhere I go for Dustin? That was pretty fantastic. I thought maybe you owed me some money or something. If you do, it's all done. You know what I'm saying? Thank you.
Well, it's all very true. And Mike, obviously, you know, you're one of the hottest talkers in Congress right now because of your position on the Intelligence Committee. We've, you know, obviously been confronted with a horrible evil in ISIL. And North Dakotans, like Michigan residents and people around the country, are eager to learn more about what's happening, what's going to happen, what should we expect. And I think, you know, given your credentials and your background, the first thing I think we should share with people is, would you mind describing the threat as we know it today?
Yeah, happy to do it. And I think, if I can, Kevin, just a little bit of background on how they got to where they are. So this was an organization that grew up in Iraq, and in 2004, they pledged allegiance to Al-Qaeda. And so there was a guy named Zarqawi. Some of your listeners may remember that name because he was so brutal at that time. He was cutting heads off. He was chopping people's arms off. He was doing all of the things that you actually see today. But the U.S. military was able to put that organization in a box, degraded them to a point where they were just about almost gone. And so when all of the troops were pulled out in such a short order, it created a vacuum in that area, and the whole some other contributing factors that Maliki, who was a Shia, and this was a Sunni area, he pulled out the commanders that were Sunni and replaced them with Shia leaders, and created quite a problem after the U.S. left. Well, this group started to grow again. They had a huge escape of about 1,500 prisoners of all of these folks associated with this Al-Qaeda-affiliated group. Well, they ended up in eastern Syria. And remember, when Syria started to go wrong, the east part of Syria just became ungoverned space. And so they collected in eastern Syria, trained in eastern Syria, recruited in eastern Syria, and then they got fairly big for their britches and decided that because they had access and they had attracted people from Europe, the United States, Canada, Australia, with Western passports, some of those with what they would call visa waivers, meaning that you don't have to apply for a visa to come to the United States, you just buy a ticket for an airplane. that that was a great way to access the United States and other countries they wanted to attack. Well, Zawahiri, who is the leader of Al-Qaeda today, said, no, 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 we don't want you to do that. We would prefer that you focus on Syria. We'll focus on trying to kill Americans in the United States. So they got in a tiff, and he's the leader of the group said, nope, not going to do it. His name is Baghdadi. He decided he was going to establish the caliphate. So that's how, that's a bit of a history as how they rose up and where they are. Well, then they went across the berm in Syria into Iraq, took Fallujah, Al-Anbar province, Mosul. So they were really a terrorist group with an army. And they are drunk with power. They're fanatical. They do believe that if you don't believe exactly the way they do, they have the right to behead you and kill you. And they've been doing that all across eastern Iraq. And, of course, that's a way to govern more people than you can. You do it by sheer violence and terror. And so they have committed that they want, again, remember before they were making threats about trying to attack external to their area of operation, which is now the size of Indiana. They have about $1 billion, and they have access to people with Western passports. That's why the threat is so great. And so we've seen arrests in New York. We see, before that investigation in Oklahoma is done, I'll venture to guess there was a connection to this ISIS group, the individual that beheaded an American woman in the name of his religion. And so they still want to do that. They're still fighting the fight in Syria and Iraq. And most Americans say, well, if it's just there, why do we get involved? They want to go beyond that. They want to go into Israel. They've stated that. Jordan, Lebanon. And that is very disruptive, and it's disruptive to trade. And disruption of trade is also a disruption of our economy. And being such a huge export state like you live in, especially in agriculture, you understand the value of that. So it has worldwide implications and certainly national security implications. And these guys are one plane ticket away from coming to the United States and committing an act of terror.
I want to piggyback on the question of understanding the threat that Congressman Kramer gave you, Congressman Rogers, and thanks for joining us very much. One of our listeners, when we asked the question, what do you want to know about the threat of ISIS, said, simple solution, don't be afraid. If they ever attack the U.S., 50 states, then all gloves are off, and they will all be eliminated. End of story, end of threat. I mean, this is sort of a, just worry about here, and we don't need to worry about anywhere else. What do you say to that?
We've shown, history has shown us that's just wrong. So what happened in the 9/11 Commission report, I think, is so valuable on it. And I do worry about it, and that's this new flavor of isolationism that says, hey, if we just don't bother with the rest of the world, the rest of the world won't bother with us. So two problems with that. We trade internationally, so we're already engaged. So if you're going to protect, as Thomas Jefferson wanted that big blue water navy to protect our ability to trade anywhere in the world, which I would argue led to the greatest, most prosperous nation in the world, then that means you have to protect your interests wherever they are and protect Americans engaged in trade anywhere in the world. They don't like that. They have stated that we're the enemy, and they think that that we should aim just when you say don't worry about them, that means you don't do trade outside the United States either. That's unacceptable, and it's certainly would be a huge blow to all of our standards of living.
There was a story recently about ISIS recruiting petroleum engineers, like they had help wanted ads out for petroleum engineers.
What they're doing is, so they went in and took some of these oil fields, and they appointed an oil minister, and that oil minister knew he needed some petroleum engineers to operate these firms so that they could refine gasoline and then sell it on the market. So we think that, so think of this, this is, again, a terrorist group with an army who has threatened its neighbors and, by the way, wants to commit acts of terror in the United States. So some notion that if we just leave them alone, they'll be fine is unfortunately just wrong. That's not the way they're thinking. But they were selling anywhere from $1 million to $3 million a day in black market oil sales. And so, again, remember, these folks want, they don't believe in your way of life. These people have cut the heads off of little girls, six-year-old girls. They have stoned women to death. They have cut off people's heads and put them on spikes in the street. And they believe that everything that we believe in the United States is wrong and should be squashed. That's the problem. So if you wait till they get here, it's too late. My argument is I would rather fight them there than fight them here. And so, yes, that they're gaining this level of sophistication by trying to raise this cash. And if you think back to 9/11, the couple of things that the Al-Qaeda, the Osama bin Laden had that these guys have and more is time and space. They have ungoverned space where they were before the attack started, unmolested, so they can plan and train and recruit. And they had to raise money, which Al-Qaeda did. And then they had to come up with a very sophisticated scheme to get 19 people here in the country to fly and to slit people's throats, take over the airplane and fly them into the buildings. Well, they have all of that, plus they don't have to worry about how to sneak people in. These people have Western passports. That's what I argue is so dangerous and why we have to do something versus waking up one morning and finding 3,000 slaughtered Americans.
Fascinating. Short break with Congressman Mike Rogers, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, a special guest of Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall today. I wonder if what we're doing is working, and maybe we'll go there next, huh, Kevin?
That's exactly where we should go.
All right, let's do that when we come back. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall every week. Your calls welcome for Congressman Rogers. Congressman Cramer, give us a ring.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec Electric Conversion System from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec Electric Conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Here's to everyone who believes in competition and good sportsmanship, who knows it's not about the trophies or the medals, but rather the lessons learned. For those who understand it's not whether you win or lose, just that you give your best. So go ahead, lace them up, take the field, have fun, and play. For the experience, for the memories, for the love of the game. Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Morehead.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night. It's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Program we call What's on Your Mind, certainly on the minds of many in this country and in our listening audience, is the threat we face from ISIS. The threat we face from ISIS. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee here is a special guest of Congressman Kevin Cramer in our weekly talk radio town hall today. And I got an education in that first segment. I don't know about you, Kevin.
That was great.
Where are we going next?
This is why I wanted Mike on, because I've gotten the education from him so many times. And I think Mike, now, you know, getting to the sort of the next step. A lot of people, a lot of my constituents have raised questions, concerns, moderate support for the decision we made to authorize the president to equip and train Syrian moderates, Syrian rebels, as the sort of the first wave in terms of putting people on the ground in the battlefield, along with, of course, the authorization he believes he has given previous authorizations to use military force to launch airstrikes with a coalition of allies. Maybe you could walk through that for us a little bit. Tell us about the equip and train authorization, what exactly that means. Is it working, and is it enough?
Absolutely. Love to do it. Before I do that, just for the listeners' edification, I do this every day, so I have a background in it. What's impressed me about your member of Congress is how fast you have studied this and got up to speed on this. It's hard to do. Like I said, I've been on the committee for 10 years doing this work. Kevin came in, he asks lots of questions, he goes to all the classified briefings. To me, very, very impressive, and that's why when he said, hey, would you do this, this was the easiest thing I could do for a guy I have so much respect for in these difficulties. He brings his own set of skills that I don't have to Congress, and he has mastered this with lightning speed. So my compliments to you, my friend, for doing that.
Thanks.
Why train and equip? So people say, all right, well, how's this going to work? And the knee-jerk reaction I hear a lot is, well, my gosh, you'll never get it right if you give weapons to the wrong guy. True enough. But here's the group that could happen. I mean, this is nothing like this is perfect. It is a god-awful mess there. And this is why those of us who early on were saying, hey, let's do something small and effective early, so you don't get big and ugly later. Well, unfortunately, we're kind of at that big and ugly stage. You got, again, a terrorist group that has all of the attributes of a military. It has tanks. It has helicopters. It has an oil minister. It is really quite concerning. Well, when it came to seeing, all right, if you're going to beat them, you've got to beat them where their nest is. And the nest is in eastern Syria. It's not in Iraq. They're attacking in Iraq. They've got troops on the move in Iraq. That's the first place that the United States has teamed up with the Peshmerga, which is a Kurdish military faction fighting in the north, with the Iraqi forces that are still able to coalesce and fight the fight. So that's happening in Iraq. You also have to do something in Syria. Here's why this is, to me, was the right option, and why so many members, I think, supported it. The commander-in-chief said, this is what I need to do to go forward. I think Kevin is right when he says, we only got one commander-in-chief, like it or not, and this is what he's asking for in defense, in matters of defense and national security, probably the minimum we can do. I think you can go beyond that, but it has to be more than what they're doing. But here's what they're doing. There is a group that is in Syria that wakes up today and is fighting the Assad regime. It wakes up tomorrow and it's getting attacked by something called Al-Nusra, which is the Al-Qaeda affiliate in eastern Syria. So they're still affiliated with Al-Qaeda. And they get up the next day and they're fighting and getting attacked from these ISIS characters who used to be with Al-Qaeda, now have separated off and they're doing their own brand of jihad. And so this is a group that has been embattled by all three. So some notion that they like these guys, not true. They're taking casualties from attacks from ISIS. They're taking casualties from al-Nusra. And, oh, by the way, the regime is attacking them as well. From that group of individuals, I believe, and I think our intelligence services believe, and our Defense Department believes, we can call enough of them and do a proper vetting as best as you can, and I hope nobody expects perfection, to get these guys trained to Western standards. The opportunity to train with U.S. troops, not in Syria. They'll be probably trained in Saudi Arabia, which is also another benefit of this, by the way. And so you've got these folks that you can turn around in a pretty short order, and now you have folks that can take direction from the United States, can understand what an intelligence package is, meaning there are bad guys at location X, and here's what location X looks like. You need to go impact that target. So they can take direction from the U.S. intelligence. They can get logistics and resupply. We're not talking about giving them tanks and helicopters. They're going to get none of that. They're going to get small arms training, and the ability to be effective when they show up to fight an ISIS target in eastern Syria. My argument is that you want somebody who's native there. These are Sunni fighters fighting Sunni extremists. That, to me,
is the right answer moving forward. Now, if it's just this training component, it won't work. I think Kevin knows that too. We're talking about, hey, you have to have the airstrikes to disrupt them. You have to have this training component, and you have to have the pressure in Iraq from the Peshmerga and Iraqi forces in order to completely degrade them. And what my hope is that the president just continues to put pressure on all of those fronts.
We have a question from Dave in Bismarck, listening on 550 KFIRE on our talk radio town hall. Congressman Kevin Cramer, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Congressman Mike Rogers is who you're listening to. Go ahead, Dave, with your question quickly.
Thank you for being on the show, Congressman Rogers.
Thank you.
The question is, how do we deal with the Iraqi soldier or any of the other fighters over there who take their guns and throw them on the ground and take their uniforms off and run and don't fight? And the issue, of course, watching Megyn Kelly last night, she was actually Skyping with a Christian minister in Baghdad. And the minister, he's been there for many years, and he basically said that the soldier that was protecting him, when asked the question, would you fight for me? And the soldier said, no, I would not. And the reason being is that the only reason I took this job is for the money. Now, how do we overcome something like that to get these people to fight for their own freedoms?
Yeah. So here's what happened with both the Peshmerga fighters that were the initial news reports were that they ran from these ISIS fighters, and then the Iraqi forces, which are two different things. So the Kurds are in the northern part of Iraq. They're semi-autonomous. And I have to tell you, I've met the Peshmerga fighters. These are some of the toughest soldiers. And I think their ideals, candidly, as a group are right. The problem was when they requested munitions, and the right kind of defensive material so that they could defend against this, the president said, nope, not doing it. Well, the reason they ran, it was not really running. They were running out of ammunition. So they were running out of things to throw at the enemy. And so in the military, they would call it strategic retreat in order to try to preserve their forces. And it was prudent. It was the right thing to do. Now, the news reported that as, oh, they just cut and ran. No, that's just not what happened. And so if you notice now, once they've got proper munitions, they've got bullets to shoot, the right guns to shoot, and, of course, the U.S. is standing behind them saying, you know, go that way, they've made a significant impact. The Iraqis was a different problem. So once we were starting to get the seeds of stability, and remember, for those of us who were passionate about why the president shouldn't pull the troops out too soon in Iraq, everything that's happening, by the way, was predicted by all fronts. You know, I said it, others said it, you know, smarter people than me said it, that we were going to have this problem because you need to bake in this notion that they're there to defend themselves.
Hold that thought if you would. Dave, thanks for the call. More with Congressman Rogers and Congressman Cramer after the break.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small-town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer. at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Talk Radio Town Hall continues, 800-228-0550. We do have a couple calls that came in during the break. We'll get to those. One segment left with our guest, Congressman Mike Rogers of Michigan, Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Kevin, what's next?
Well, I think Mike wants to wrap up that last question, and then from there I think we should talk a little bit about the authorization issue. Does the president have the authorization to do the airstrikes, and should we be doing more?
Sure. First, so go ahead, Chairman Rogers, and finish your answer to the caller.
Yeah, and the caller's question basically was, why did they take the Iraqis take their uniforms off, throw their guns down, and run? So what happened was, once the U.S. troops left, Maliki decided he needed to have a friend in the region, because it wasn't going to be us, we were gone. And then he decided to side with the Shia militias and those kinds of things. So he stripped the officers in Sunni areas and replaced them with Shia officers who, you know, those tribal differences and religious and ethnic differences make an impact there. Well, when the fighting started, he pulled his generals back and the senior officers back to have a conference, basically, on what to do. So imagine you're a fighter standing there. You have a Sunni the version of Sunni militias moving in on you. You don't trust your government. Your government just pulled all your military leadership out, and these folks are standing there thinking, hey, I don't know what end is up, right, which candidly would have never happened if the United States military were there. That just doesn't happen. And so that's what happened. It wasn't this wholesale collapse that they had everything they needed to fight. Their leadership was gone. There had been no communication. Maliki had made some horrific decisions after the U.S. left that he wasn't going to have this inclusive government. He was only going to have a Shia government. And then you saw everything collapse. If you notice now, there's about a third of those Iraqi fighters have regrouped. They have better, more reflective leadership. And the U.S. is standing in the background, putting them on target, and they're fighting just fine. And they were trained by U.S. forces.
That sounds like very poor leadership. And before you go to your next question, Kevin, I do want to get to this. Our president, Barack Obama, referred to the group you've described, a threat to stand the hair on the back of my head, and I hope everybody else, as the JV. In an interview on Sunday, he sort of defended that by saying, you know, intelligence community got flat-footed here and threw the entire intelligence community under the bus. Number one, how does this president say they're the JV? Is that because he's only attended 41% of the national security briefings? Is he does not have the information? And then how does he then come to say it's not my fault, it's somebody else's fault? Help me understand this.
Well, if you can understand it, please let me know. I don't understand it. As somebody who gets all of that information, it was very clear. Even the committee had formally addressed this issue in 2013, saying this is a problem. We need to refocus some funding issues. And so the president just didn't want to deal with it. And he believed, I think, that most Americans, he was betting on the fact that nobody wanted to get involved anymore. And so he wouldn't have to do it. So if you downgrade the threat, then you don't have to make a decision. And the problem is the threat was there. It was growing. It was getting worse. The intelligence community saw it. You know, if he's saying that on day, you know, whatever the day they crossed the berm from Syria into Iraq, that they knew that day. No, they did not know that day. But intelligence is very rarely that good anyway. It sets the stage for you. It says, here's some bad folks. They've got Westerners with Western passports. They're cutting people's heads off. They're growing in numbers. They're seizing Syrian military bases and oil rigs. They're getting ready to have a big military movement. This is something we're going to have to do something about. The president just decided to take that and say, no, I don't want to do anything because that's hard. And then I'd have to explain it, which in my mind is what leadership is all about. And he just didn't want to do it. And now, of course, you know, it got worse. They came across the berm. He didn't do anything then. They took Fallujah, didn't do anything then. Went into Mosul, didn't do anything then. You know, they cut some heads off of journalists, which is a god-awful event. And this is who they are, by the way. They were doing that the entire time. And it caught America's attention. And America started asking questions. He felt, I think, that at that point he had to do something about it.
Well, here's what I don't understand. He said on Sunday that we, the intelligence community, apparatus, was caught flat-footed. Sounds to me like you're saying the intelligence community has not only known this threat, has repeatedly put it in front of him, and he's ignored it. So isn't he the one that got caught flat-footed?
Well, absolutely. And, I don't understand. This president has not been good about taking responsibility for much of anything. And he's very good at trying to take the, you know, push the blame somewhere else. Well, it couldn't have been my problem. It had to be the intelligence community's problem. And, you know, you could fill in a whole host of those, from everything from domestic economically to foreign policy disasters, that it was always someone else's fault. The problem is, clearly, there was a growing chorus of concern about this for well over a year, including, by the way, our Arab League partners who came to the United States, and I know I was in one of those meetings, and they were asking for help because they were worried about this growing jihadist threat. That time it wasn't known as ISIS, in eastern Syria. And so, of which, by the way, the administration said no. And so they wanted to do it themselves. They just needed a little U.S. guidance and maybe some defensive munitions and a little intelligence packaging and teach them about command and control. And they wanted to do it themselves. The president said no. And so to say that that there was no concern is just certainly not the reflective of the facts as I know them.
Wow. One last point on that. It seems as though I heard Bill Bennett say this. I want your reaction to this. Bill Bennett was told by a former president, he didn't say which former president, that President Obama said to that president, why do I have to waste so much time in the Middle East? Now, the story you just told me matched with that quote attributed to him, and it's obviously hearsay, but matches. Have you heard that? I mean,
remember, this president is an isolationist tendency. He doesn't believe that the U.S. is a great force for good in the world. I don't think he fundamentally believes that. I think he thinks America is a great power, but we're not a great nation. And when you miss that second part of that equation, bad things are going to happen. And, you know, I travel the world a lot. My duties as chairman of the Intelligence Committee. The rest of the world is looking back and wondering who we are. And I'll tell this very quick story. I had a Middle Eastern intelligence official who was a Christian because in this particular country they have this power-sharing arrangement, or used to. After the meeting was done, he grabbed me and he said, you know, Congressman, would you do me a favor? Tell Americans not to give up on themselves. Who else would worry about a Christian like me in the Middle East? The Russians? The Chinese? He said, you're the only country in the world that would care enough to make a difference. Now, that guy got killed about two months later by a suicide bomber, and that whole region over there now is just a, you know, god-awful mess. But that is what the world is seeing from us right now, that we've decided to hide under the desk, and the administration fosters that and basically reinforces that he doesn't think America is a force for good in the world, and that has consequences. And it means that people feel like they can challenge us by cutting Americans' heads off on the video and challenging the United States directly, that's a problem. The same, you know, you could recount that with Russia, with what happened earlier in Syria about saying, I have a red line, well, maybe I don't have a red line, or the Russians should stop it, but I'm not going to do anything about it. I mean, all of those things communicate to our adversaries that they can step up their role in the world, and none of that's good. It doesn't have good consequences. Look what China's doing. Look what Russia's doing. Look what Iran is doing. Look what's happening in Syria with ISIS. Those are problems because the United States isn't standing strong and showing leadership in the world.
Let's get another call in here for Congressman Mike Rogers and Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall today on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead and roll that, Todd, if you would.
Yes, I got a comment for the congressman on concerning ISIS. I think we got too many nuclear weapons in our arsenal. We need to use some, and that would be a very good place to get rid of them. Just figure out where they're at and nuke them. Thanks. Bye.
There you go. We're all chuckling.
My 80-some-year-old father always says that same thing. So it's must be a generational thing, right?
Well, let me ask you the other side of the spectrum. Are airstrikes enough? Are we doing enough? Are we stopping the advance of this threat with what has been authorized to date?
No, I don't think we're doing enough. I think I don't. When we get into this war of semantics on what is a boot on the ground, what is not a boot on the ground, if you want these units to be effective, and I think that we need other units out there fighting the fight with us, that's great. But we're going to have special capability soldiers on the ground doing some of this work. There's just really no, if you want to be impactful, if you want to degrade their ability, if you want to stop them from recruiting people in the United States from thinking that ISIS is winning and that's where they want to go and commit, you know, get their jihad on, then you have to be more impactful. We have to stop this debate about what is a soldier on the ground, what is not a soldier on the ground. Put our special capabilities folks downrange with these other forces to make them, you know, to fight in a better way. And we have years of experience of doing this. That's why we have Green Berets. That's why we have special forces troops to do exactly these kinds of missions. And that's my argument is that's exactly what we should do. And we shouldn't handcuff our general's ability to get the fight done.
We only have 3 minutes left and a lot of ground to cover. Where are we going next, Congressman?
What I'd like to do, because I think for those of us in Congress, the question keeps coming up and there's talk about it now. Mike, you've done a good job of connecting, the Islamic State to Al-Qaeda, the historic Al-Qaeda. The president has used the justification of the authorization for use of military force on Al-Qaeda as good enough reason to use it today. Do you believe that? Does he have that authorization to use the type of force he's using? And second of all, whether he does or he doesn't, should he be asking for it again?
Yeah, I do believe he has the authority under the original authorization to use military force. Just because they submit a name change from Al-Qaeda to ISIS, in my mind, doesn't negate the very similar threat. They're like-minded, like missions, have declared the war on the United States. So I would argue in that context, he has the ability to continue to disrupt it. And that being said, I think he should come to Congress. I think Congress should step up and do the right thing and say, listen, we're in this together. We have, for whatever you think of the president, we are in this together. The end of, they're going to kill, they'll cut people's heads off if you're Republicans, or Democrats, or Greens, or whatever you are. They don't care. And this is where we should stand together. I think we should tell the president we think he should be able to go after them where they are. I don't care if it's Syria or Iraq, to dismantle them. And I think that would be the most appropriate thing for Congress to step up and provide that authority on behalf of the American people for the president to make these decisions. This weird kabuki dance that we, you know, the Congress does and the president, oh, well, shouldn't him, does he? We ought to just, that's not where we should be spending our energy. Our energy ought to be spent on how are we getting the job done? Do we have the appropriate resources and the appropriate qualifications and capabilities applied to this problem in a way that will defeat them? That's where we ought to be spending our time in political debate. This ought to be, candidly, should be an easy decision for people. You're either standing with the folks who are going to cut your head off if they get here, or you're standing with our military who we're going to ask to go into harm's way to kill these folks. My argument is let's stand with our military. Let's watch them work and get this problem fixed for us.
Well, now you know why I'm so proud of Mike Rogers.
Yeah, no kidding. And I think you have to go, but it has been absolutely nothing short of extraordinary. We have one quick segment left. Congressman Mike Rogers, thanks so much for the time. If you do have to go ahead and do that. Otherwise, we'll be back with our final 5 minutes on the Talk Radio Town Hall next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms ever show. Soil testing is a critical step you can take to help battle SCN. To assist with this effort, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to sponsor an SCN soil testing reimbursement program through the North Dakota State University Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are now available at NDSU County Extension offices. Soybean producers can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Contact your local county extension agent for more information about the soil testing program.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know, that level of expertise is just impossible to effectively use, you know, because we could have talked for 3 days, not 3 segments, but he's so darn good. So thank you for lining that up.
Well, 3 segments in his world is very generous.
Oh, no kidding. Huge.
He's
huge.
He's in high demand, and rightfully so. And he's been, during this October break, he's been traveling the world, by the way, on behalf of the country and helping in building the coalition and gaining intelligence. And also, you should know that Mike is not seeking re-election. So this is his last term in Congress, and we're going to miss him terribly.
Yeah, I mean, that level of expertise is hard to replace. It really is. And the one question I wanted to ask him, only because it's come up a lot from our listeners, Those that do say ground troops, should be utilized, also say don't tie their hands.
Right.
And this isn't necessarily an Obama administration deal. This goes back too many generations. I mean, we could point to the Bush administration, 43. We could do 41 on Desert Storm.
Yes.
Rules of engagement are a big deal for our audience. Can Congress do anything?
Well, we could certainly put language in some sort of an authorization bill, and I would guess that we might, to be honest with you, because it's a frustration we all feel. That said, you know, once it gets to the commander-in-chief, he's commanding the troops, it's hard to force it on them. But Scott, it's not just ground troops. Even airstrikes require a certain certainty about it. And these guys are pretty expert at putting human shields in front of military assets, things like that. But Mike makes an important point. Here's where the Islamic State is a little bit different than the traditional terrorists. They are an army with a governing body. They do have assets. They do have command and control. They do have, you know, troops in large numbers in certain areas. So the airstrikes have a little more effectiveness, but it's not nearly enough yet, I assure you.
I loved his description. They're a terrorist group with an army.
Yeah.
And that should scare the living daylights out of us. The other question I wanted to ask him, and this goes to a caller that said, just nuke them. I mean, you hear that from people, right?
Right.
But again, we look back at Hiroshima and we say that saved lives.
Right.
That saved our troops' lives.
Right.
That saved a lot of people's lives. Now, you know, you don't run around exactly in this day and age and go, you know, just do another Hiroshima. But here's my question that I wanted to ask him, and I'll ask you. What do they want? They will not stop until blank. What are they after here?
Well, you know, remember what he said, he referenced right up front that their desire for a caliphate. A caliphate is an Islamic state. That's why they're called ISIL, ISIS, now Islamic State. Because what does that mean?
That means if I don't agree with them, I'm beheaded?
That's right.
And they want that here.
They want that worldwide. Their ambition is worldwide. It's global. Remember, ISIL is the Levant. That's a large region of the Middle East that includes Israel. They've dropped ISIL. They now call themselves Islamic State because, of course, Islamic State can be applied worldwide. So, yes, that's what they want.
So in that context, a nuclear option to me is not too crazy.
Well, it may perhaps. But remember, when you get into the Middle East and you're in close proximity to other friends, that kind of military action has consequences well beyond the target.
We need the great communicator. That's what we need. We need the great communicator to explain this threat, and Mike Rogers did a great service here. Let's get Scott Bismarck in here on 550 KFIRE. Last question of the day for Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Hoping Mike was still there. But I have my question is, number one, is the arms, the tanks, the helicopters he was referring to that they have.
Yeah.
Where did that equipment come from, number one? And then number two, because I believe when we pulled out of there, the administration just left all that equipment there. Maybe that's for the reason. I don't know. Number two is training these Syrian, I believe you said, rebels to fight against them. Is that correct statement?
Right. So the training of the Syrian rebels, it's some Syrian moderate rebels that have been in this fight from the very beginning and have been fighting Assad originally, and then, you know, now face not just Assad but this Islamic State. They are, by the way, fierce fighters and quite effective. Frankly, for the last 3 years, they've been fighting a civil war and doing it pretty nobly. So they're not slouches in terms of their ability to fight a war. That's what we're talking about, but heavily vetted, Scott. I think that's very important for people to understand. These are heavily vetted soldiers that will go through a very long process. The problem and the challenge a lot of us have, of course, is this process is, you know, we're talking about training them to be ready in a year, but airstrikes are beginning today, so or began a week or two ago. So what about between now and a year from now? Those are some of the questions a lot of people legitimately have, including me.
Thanks for the call, Scott. Sorry we didn't have more time. Sorry we didn't get you in for with Congressman Rogers, but I'm hoping he had a good enough time that he'll come back sometime because I learned a ton.
I expect you will.
We're at the Lignite Energy Council today and tomorrow, and Kevin will be speaking, Congressman Cramer, along with Senators Hovind and Heitkamp this afternoon. This threat that we face does connect to an 800-year supply of economically recoverable coal.
It sure does. Yeah. Listen, when we talk about energy, some people like to talk about independence. I like to talk about security. As you know, remember what Mike's, when he said, when you have a worldview like we have and you understand that trade is an important part of our local economy, the fight is already among us whenever we're talking about any spot in the world. And one of the areas, of course, is the Middle East, where our soldiers and military for years have been defending and protecting a supply of fossil fuel energy. And the more that we have it here that provide for ourselves and our own use as well as trading globally, the more secure we are.
And it's not as though you're not still going to have to worry about them disrupting trade on everything.
On everything.
Because they can do that on agriculture, but it's just one less battle to fight in the larger war.
And I'd rather use the peaceful tools of energy development than the tools of war.
Yeah, very good point. Somebody earlier called and said, we ought to just opt out. You know, because the biggest threat to our energy industry is the federal government, and we literally just ought to opt out. We have enough here to run our own country. I said, but that's a little complicated. but what would you say to that attitude very quickly?
Well, if you mean we as a state, obviously that's not possible, because if we couldn't export, we wouldn't have an economy. We as a country can't opt out. It would be irresponsible to our own economy, because you just create your own monopoly, and that wouldn't be good for anybody.
Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks.
We'll be recording the comments of Congressman Cramer and the Senators for Energy Matters as well from the Late Night Energy Council. Graham Cota, Bismarck, Scott Evans saying so long. God bless.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, Go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.